I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it write and say, 'Can you see?' And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on though. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before. And I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning. We take her down every night. We don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her up right. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag."
Good morning. It is the 22nd of December 2010. I think today is the day the Mayans said where time ends. I think that this day was, well, how do you keep track when you're keeping track of thousands and thousands of years? Then we're talking about the Mayan calendar, the Gregorian calendar, the Roman calendar, and if you take a look, it happened for me last night. We had a brown out at the very time that the lunar eclipse occurred last night. I know there are people who say that because of the sun's rays, and it could affect the magnetic belts and then shut down the electric grid. And I'm thinking that did not happen to America. But I had my own brown out last night, and the power went down, and the internet is not working. So I'm thinking I did not quit. I have come to join you this morning by phone instead of by my normal internet connection because of the discussion is so important that we have. My guest this morning will be Clint Richardson, and we get to talk to him about Corporation Nation, also the Oath Keepers, and other issues this morning. In the West here, it's called a monster storm. It began by hitting California and the rest of the West Coast from Washington down through Oregon and into California, pounding rains and more rain and more rain and mudslides and snow and accidents, and just this thing is just horrific. And then this thing is moving eastward towards the Rocky Mountains, and where I live, we are getting our share of snow. This is, I think, our second or third day, and we expect to get more days of continuous snow and rain and pounding. And years ago, rather than running away from this kind of weather, I would take my first car. I remember in '78 I got my first car, and I would go out into parking lots, and I would practice driving in the snow. And it's interesting, you watch people drive in this stuff, and it's like they have no clue how to drive in the snow. You know, you get to practice doing what other people are afraid of, you know, facing your fear. We'll be back with my guest, Clint Richardson, right after the break. This is RBN. Thank you.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Say go home, skana go aga, skana go aga, how you in a guy now we are.
Good morning, we are back. It's 8 minutes after the hour. This is the Morning Liberty Program. Okay, we're going to try this again. Good morning. Do you remember the year 2000 as January 1st was coming along? I'm going to discuss that a little bit with you this morning as we move forward. Let's first say hi to my guest, Clint Richardson. How are you, Clint?
Good, sir. Thank you very much for having me on today.
Thanks for joining us. We'll probably cover a lot of territory this morning. We'll get to know you a little better, get to know your websites a little better. I remember as forecasters and prognosticators discussed the potential for chaos as Y2K was approaching, January 1st, the year 2000. And they were discussing it as if we would be facing an abyss. And I remember weeks before the day, you know, prognosticators got us all in a frenzy, and so many people were so scared, as if we would fall off the edge of the world, like what Columbus, in his days, some people were commenting on. And for me, it just felt like, you know, it's not going to be any big deal. You know, the 1st of January 2000 would come, and then would come the 2nd, and then would come the 3rd, and it would be no big deal. And people, thousands of people, millions of people, have looked forward to the day wherein the Mayan calendar was spoken of, where the end of time, we would come to a point where there was nothing else written, and there are people who have concluded, well, then it's the end of the world. You know, that's what's going to happen. It's going to be the end of the world. You know, like put an exclamation point or a big period right there, and then we stop. Do we stop breathing? Do we stop walking? Does the world stop turning because of some calendar date? And I'm thinking, I don't think so. And I think if you take a look at the lunar eclipse that occurred last night, that tonight and this morning, today is the very day that may have been spoken of on that Mayan calendar, or written about on that Mayan calendar. And here we are. And I'm thinking the world is still turning. Clint, what do you think?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. You know, one thing I will say is that the same survival commercials we're playing that were playing 10 years ago for Y2K are still playing today, and the fear mongering still continues with a lot of different things. So when we're talking about 2012 and the old December December 21st, is it?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, I mean, it's pretty nuts to me to put things onto one day. I think when anything's ever, you know, predicted to happen on a certain day, that's a pretty large bet. So I mean, if you're talking about world changes,
that's a sign itself,
right?
The lack of credibility when one specific date on the calendar is chosen. That's the day. That's the day when the world will end. Watch out.
Exactly. If you're talking about Earth changes, you know, as with most things, things happen incrementally. So it would be hard for me to think of, you know, maybe life will change. Maybe life as we know it might change. Maybe something might happen. I'm a firm believer, after checking out sites like iceagenow.com and looking into, you know, information about record low temperatures that are happening all across the world. I mean, we're talking lows by 30 degrees in some cases, record lows that have never been seen, you know, snow in Africa, these sorts of things. I do, you know, give a little bit of credence to the fact that we might very well be going into a mini type of ice age. That's one of my concerns.
Well, pole shift is one aspect. Yes. That people who discuss the Mayan calendar and how catastrophic the events will be when this day comes, and here we are. I don't think, if you take a look at the event last night with this lunar eclipse, I don't think that this was supposed to occur in 2012. I think our ability to keep track of time is off, even just a little bit enough to call this what it is, the event last night. And it's like, you know, marking a day on the calendar. For example, Christmas, the official Christmas holiday this Saturday. And, you know, there's so much, or like a Super Bowl, you know, there's so much foreplay before this big Super Bowl game and before the official Christmas Day. You know, that 24-hour period of time comes and goes, and it's like, oh, my word.
Let me tell you something.
Was bigger than the day itself.
Yeah, exactly. I'm actually more worried about people. People, I think, are the most dangerous thing that we have. If you look at the... the sheer vast amount of people that line up for Black Friday and rush the stores and run over people and just go crazy. Imagine those people without food and without, you know, in hyperinflation type of situation. That is what worries me.
Oh, yeah, and we see it. There was, in fact, this year we had a couple of Black Fridays. I think the Friday that came after Halloween, and then the Friday after Thanksgiving, and I think there's so much rhetoric regarding trying to push and move the herd into the stores to buy the biggest and the brightest today. It's just a bunch of rhetoric. It's very silly to watch.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts. And you know, if this really segues into something that I'd actually like to talk about, and that is China. Because we, you know, one of the biggest fear-mongering tactics that I hear, both on the mainstream news and in our circles in the alternative media, comes down to China. And we all, you know, I mean, you can go into any store, any mall, any Walmart, and you can see that most of the products out there are made in China, Indonesia, Thailand, some countries that surprisingly, sometimes you never hear of some little tiny country in Africa. But the reality of the situation, when it comes to that, is what has happened is that American companies have pretty much invaded China and ruined its population with air pollution and other types of pollution. While America's been cleaning up its pollution, we just imported it, or exported, excuse me, over to China. And so we've got American companies making products in Chinese companies that are American-owned. And I think people forget to think of that. And when you go down a list of companies that that operate out of China, it's pretty much every company. I mean, you know, it's pretty nuts when you think about it. Most of the Fortune 500...
There's many pieces to this China puzzle, and I enjoy it. It's fun for me that our discussion this morning has not been pre-scripted, and I did not think that we would be going into this arena in discussion, but it is important. Here's an example. If you go to a drive-through restaurant and pick up a burger and fries, many of us have no idea where the meat came from for that burger. We have no idea. But yet often when we go and buy products these days, the majority of the time now, the products we are buying do come from China. And many of us are not aware, in a similar fashion as that burger from the drive-thru, that the companies, right, who are manufacturing that product are in China doing business with people from China, and how we are helping to build up the economy in China because our dollars are going over there, because our dollars are going to those people. There's many pieces to this.
It is going to those people, but remember, this is what I want to make sure people understand, is that these are American companies. All those companies making all those trinkets over there are American companies. And you're right, absolutely. People need to wake up and say, wait a minute, my food is being made in China, where they don't have the regulations, where they don't have the same rules that we have here regarding food. I mean, it's actually pretty frightening. The other aspect of it is, you know, we hear all the time, the fear-mongering goes something like, well, China has $1.4 trillion in American debt, and they could pull out their, you know, they could collect that debt at any time, pull it out of the economy, and just completely trash the American economy. But that's just not the truth, because the reality of the situation is the reason that the third world country called China got built up in the first place is because America has invested so much money over in China. You're talking about all these factories, all of these American companies over there, all these cities being built, all of the architectural companies over there are American. It's amazing. All of the national and international banks are over in China. So you're talking about let's be conservative and say that America.
Clint, hang on. We're going into a commercial break, and we'll continue after this. So Hold that thought. We'll be right back. This is the Morning Liberty Program.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Back. Good morning. I'm RJ. This is the Morning Liberty Program. Clint Richardson, he is my guest this morning, and his website is The Corporation Nation, and we're beginning our discussion this morning talking about China. Again, Clint, thanks for joining me this morning.
Yes, sir.
Let me mention this so far. Right now, I think the time, 23 minutes after, I'm having power issues in this area. For some reason, if you lose me again, please carry on, okay? I know you have a lot of worthy information to discuss this morning. I'm really glad that we have now come together, and I appreciate what you have to share. Again, I'm saying that if the power goes out again where I'm at, please carry on with what you have to share, okay?
Thank you very much.
If you take a look at these American businesses that have moved their operations to China, you can bet that the people in China are not getting their share of that income, that cash flow, their wages, whether it's 10 cents an hour or 25 cents an hour. And many of these businessmen are putting into their own pocket the profit from the products that we are buying in all of these products that are coming from China. Another part of the equation is the decrease in the value of the dollar. I believe if you go to the 70s, since the 70s, our dollar has lost about 80% of its value. since the 70s, and it may have lost more than that. And we continue now to hear quantitative easing. It's still a collapse, okay? It's like a slow collision in an intersection, and we're watching it happen slowly. It's still catastrophic, and it's still a collapse. And Bernanke says, oh, yeah, that's the way we like it. George Soros has been saying, oh, yeah, that's what we want, a slow decline in the value of the dollar. And then the corporation taxes on businesses by this government is about 35%. So it's like some of these businesses have been forced out of America, but they now have moved to China. And the China industry, the China GDP is helped immensely because America continues to buy products that are now coming from China. Go ahead, Quinn.
That's absolutely correct. And you know, when you're talking about the dollar, as I was saying earlier, you know, if America pulled out $3 trillion from the Chinese economy, it would be destroyed. So the threat of that $1.4 trillion in that China is just going to destroy the economy, it's really not true. The only way that would be true is if our leaders that be let that happen.
Well, there's a couple of contacts that I have had over the last couple of years who have shared with me this fact. There are a couple of people who have stepped up and said, let me pay off the national debt, please. Here, take this and pay off the national debt. And they have been told no. In fact, I know of one case where they took his money and then turned around and said, thank you very much, but we will not pay off the national debt, and we refuse to hand back your money.
Well,
and
that,
so that's not
be
what
very
they
good
want.
Business.
Okay, this national debt thing is like a bat that they continue to beat us up with, and I'm thinking this is a part of their game. This is a part of the slavery condition that they want to move this nation into. Their system, what they want, their plan is not about paying off this national debt, but using this debt to continue to beat us down.
Oh, I think that's absolutely correct. Now, what's really important to understand for people, and this brings into my, you know, corporation thing, the specific part in the documentary it deals with what's called corporate governance, and this is a term that everybody needs to understand, because what we're talking about is a bunch of corporations who are doing really, really, really bad things, as we all know. They're getting away with murder, essentially, in this country and abroad. But you got to ask yourself why that's happening, because I think everybody has the opinion from so many movies and so many years of listening to propaganda that these corporations are somehow above the law, they're doing things outside the government, that somehow they have this power that the government can't do anything about. And I include in that banks and everything else. The reality, the true reality, if you really want to understand what's happening, you have to understand this concept. It's called corporate governance. What we're saying is that all Fortune 500 companies are owned through stock investment by your good little government. We're saying that most corporations, including international corporations, most countries for that matter, are pretty much owned by the U.S. government. That is a hard concept to really understand, but it's so very easy to prove by just looking at these reports, these comprehensive annual financial reports, which are is the full accounting of the government structure. It lists in there its top 10 holdings and all of these. You find that Microsoft is almost completely owned by the government. That means everything you do on the computer, everything is going to the government. You sign your life over when you sign the end user agreement before you even turn on your Microsoft or PC computer.
Well, there's just so many ways that people volunteer to be the very slaves, the very property of these corporations. Clint, hang on. We'll continue the discussion.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny? And that the banks know this and hope you don't find out. Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Sagani Kavanash Pelapi. Sagini Kavanash Keshishetu.
It's 33 minutes after. This is the Morning Liberty Program. Thanks for tuning in. I'm RJ. My guest this morning is Clint Richardson, and his website is thecorporationnation.com. I appreciate him taking some time with us this morning. Clint, can we go back just a little bit and get to know you some? I'm thinking, what part of the country are you from? Were there events when you were a younger man that you think helped to shape and mold who you are and what you do now?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's actually a pretty long story. But how I got here, I'm actually in Salt Lake City. I was a professional sound designer, meaning I'm the guy who put all the sounds to the movies, the games, the commercials, and all that. In Hollywood, I worked for pretty much the largest company out there that did that. And, one day I had started listening to all this stuff and started learning myself, found out about 9/11, was listening to Alex Jones and other such radio stations. And one day there was a guest, and I don't remember which show it was on, but there was a guest on there who, he was an Army or Air Force guy, I can't remember, but he was one of the gentlemen who would leave his family in the morning, lived on the military base somewhere in Arizona or New Mexico, and he would go to work on the military base. He would get into a what I would call a video game booth, and he would proceed to fly the drones, the pilotless planes in Iraq and Afghanistan, bomb the heck out of women, children, and you know, every once in a while they'd get a target, but for the most part, just families, normal people like you and me. All of a sudden a bomb would be dropped on them, and they'd do that all day, just like they're playing a video game, with about a 3-second delay. And at the end of the day, they'd get up and they would go home to their wife and children and pretend like it was just another day at work. And so I was sitting there making, you know, predominantly I like to do video games, and that's what I did, was a lot of really evil, dark, violent video games. And I never really gave it that much thought that the violence might actually be desensitizing people, but when I heard that, I guess the best term would be I had a crisis of conscience, where I decided that I just could not be part of Hollywood or that aspect of business that's contributing to such things. And so that was really my, I'd say, big turning point, because at that point I could not do that job anymore. I decided that I would try to put my skills, which are sound, to better use, to help people. And so the first thing I did was contact Walter Burian, because I'd also heard him on an interview and found out that he was trying to do a documentary, but no one would, you know, he didn't have the money and he couldn't get support, and, you know, I'd barely comprehended what he was saying, because, you know, I didn't know that much. And by the time that I got done with Walter, after spending a week and a half or so with him and just grilling him and having him explain, I mean, I got about a 20-year education in about a week from this guy. And I, since then, I've been looking into CAFRs, Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports, and really have a much clearer view of the world and how it works because of it, and have lost a lot of my fear, the old fear-mongering we were talking about earlier, because now I understand. I understand what's going on, and it actually feels pretty good to have such clarity at this point. And of course, I have so much more to learn, and I feel like a neophyte novice compared to Mr. Burian there, but yeah, I mean, that's the basic story. I guess the other thing that really turned my life around was I had cancer when I was 17.
I think that some of us, I mean, I think many of us, I don't know about all of us, many of us have had a similar event or a sequence of events where all of a sudden we are stopped in our tracks from the direction we were headed, and all of a sudden we become aware. And I think the events of 9/11 did that for many Americans. And I think that a part of that is an awakening that just grabs us by both collars and shakes us. And sometimes it can be pretty intimidating. And coming to grips with these truths, the truths that Walter Burian was able to share with you, you said, in about a week or a week and a half time, I've found that as I have been connecting the dots from my own perspective, that I, you know, it takes major, major effort to be focused on these things. And then when you see the moment present itself, I'm thinking, somebody like you comes into my life, and I realize I may have 5 minutes. I may have 5 minutes to wake up this man. I may have 15 minutes to wake up this man. And I realize it's like an elephant. There are so many pieces to this that there's no way that you can force feed somebody an elephant with one bite. And so I do my best in every case when I see that moment present itself, realize, okay, what can I share? And what does he have as far as his capacity to hear and in planting seeds? I guess there's another point that I take is as someone convinced against their will is of the same opinion still. And I find that when somebody asks questions, that's when they're ready to learn. And so I watch for that. When somebody asks questions, questions, that's when I have the ability and the right to step in and to plant some seeds. Because I know I'm not going to persuade somebody. Somebody gets to make up their own mind. But putting somebody back onto the correct path. You see, I think in our lives we have so many decisions to make every day and every day. And with these decisions that we get to make, it's important that we know what the truth is. And if we are not aware of what they are doing to us and doing with our nation, including these corporations that appear, they have appeared to be our government, including the United States, which was incorporated. I think the 41st Congress did this back in 1871, where the United States, as a government, was incorporated. And you take a look at states, which are corporations, and courts, which are corporations, and all across this country, these corporations have taken over this country. And something's up with that, okay? And what's interesting also is in the mix, these banks, right? These banks who Americans continue to go to these banks thinking that they have money to lend, but banks have no money to lend. It's just huge. There's so many pieces to this. Clint?
Well, I mean, technically, when we get to the concept of banks, and you find, you know, you start reading the Federal Reserve, the way it's worked, I mean, you find out that banks create money by loaning it out to people. And so, I mean, that's what the Federal Reserve says is the way to create money. So, yeah, it is literally creating money out of thin air. The people are actually what you would call human capital, which is what they refer to us as in a lot of documents. Human capital, in other words, you know, no different than chattel or cattle. So the problem is, you know, we've been conditioned a lot to, in this movement especially, to blame the banks, to blame these multinational corporations for what's happening. But the problem with that is banks, I mean, if you go and you blame the Federal Reserve, you blame the banks alone without realizing that government, through all of its collective investments, I mean, there's over 185,000 different governments in this country, each one of them a private corporation. Your state, your county, your cities, which are municipalities. If you don't recognize the fact that all of these different governments collectively, along with the federal government, literally own controlling stock in these corporations, and that includes the banks, that includes J.P. Morgan Chase, that includes Bank of America, that includes Citibank and all the other investment companies out there. If you don't take that into consideration, you know, you can compare that to if someone drops a nuclear bomb on your city and all you do is blame the nuclear bomb or blame the bank. Well, wait a minute. What about whoever dropped that bomb on you? Who's controlling that bomb? That's what needs to be talked about. Who controls the bomb?
You know, interesting, while you're here in this discussion, one of the things that has been interesting to find just recently is a court, right? Let's talk about a court. Let's talk about a judge. There are judges who can be shareholders in the ownership of his court. Or there are judges, in fact, who are the manager of the court that he is operating in. And so he's profiting by, in fact, taking commission from all of the judgments that he's making. And so when people in that courtroom are agreeing to pay fines of, say, $500 or $900 or $200, this judge, in fact, is taking a commission from every one of those judgment agreements, and the proceeds from that are going to these corporation owners of that court, and even the ownership of the courthouses are a part of these corporations. As you mentioned, more than 185,000 governments in this country, well, corporations that operate like government, and yet there are individuals who are the owners. Individuals, people, just like you and me, and what's interesting is they know this game they play, but most of the time they also know that we are not aware of this game that they are playing with our lives, with our freedom, with our country.
Well, this is true. And now, it's an easy trap to fall into the, you know, that there's a single group of elite shadowy figures that's pulling all the strings. You know, that may very well be true. I think we've seen enough of the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and all that to know that it is true. However, as you said, you know, these people, a lot of them do know, but I would say the majority of people do not really comprehend what is going on behind the scenes. A lot of people are part of this, and really what it boils down to, the real truth of the matter is that it's people. It's people like you and me that are doing this, and here's the reason why. Ethics, values, morals are completely dead when it comes to the business world. And the way you can recognize that is obviously what's happening in the business world. The economy is being destroyed. You cannot get ahead in business nowadays, in this corporate structure, without being pretty much completely corrupt, without lying your way to the top, without cheating and stealing. It is the way of business. And so
think about a judge, for example, okay? Think about a judge who is making a commission from every judgment that is made in his courtroom, okay? Mm-hmm. And these same judges will go on the weekends, they'll go to church, right, in our local neighborhoods, and they'll go to stores in our local neighborhoods, and they will have bought a home, and they go to the grocery store, and they look as if they're having a normal life. And yet they are aware, for example, in a courtroom, these courtrooms are corporations,
mm-hmm.
that they may even lease the building from the county as a part of their corporation expense, and it's like they're operating a business. They know that they're operating a business.
That's it. It is a business. Government is a business. The court system is part of government. The court system is. I mean, you're right. Absolutely. I mean, they just did a Freedom of Information Act in Los Angeles. Found out that the courts out there are literally outright owned by the judges who rent them for millions of dollars to the local venues, local governments. And I mean, this goes much deeper, though. It's not just a monetary issue. What we're talking about is a constant influx of people that are going through these courts for victimless crimes. In other words, crimes that have never hurt anybody. The only victim in the case,
crimes
anymore,
in fact,
is the
that
state.
Are not crimes at all. Okay,
right.
Crimes where no property damage is done and nobody has been injured, and
sure.
yet they have found that this is a cash cow. This system is one of their cash cows. Okay, and I think you're right in that. You know, it's so easy. We blame the banks. Well, the bank can be some brick and mortar thing, but the point is there's people behind these institutions who know what they're up to, and this system is their cash cow system.
Well, and when you understand the corporate governance thing I was speaking to earlier, you understand that each of these governments, because they own stock holdings, because they own the actual stock in these corporations, these large Fortune 500 corporations and other corporations, including private prisons, you have to take into consideration that they are voting. They have voting rights. The government has proxy voting rights.
That's a whole other issue. Prisoner bonds, where just like the birth certificate and the driver's license and the Social Security card, that those prisoner bonds, it's like these are self-funding institutions, self-funding corporations that sell these prisoner bonds and make more millions and millions and billions of dollars using people as property. Wow.
Exactly. What I would suggest that everybody look up, if you really want to get a grasp on what the court system represents, is to go to a company called Unicor, U-N-I-C-O-R. This is the Federal Prison Industries. Now, the Federal Prison Industries is a federal corporation that was incorporated in, I believe, in the 1930s. And if you look at their site, you will see a virtual Home Depot or Walmart of products that are made in prisons. If you think jobs are being outsourced only to China, well, you need to look in the private prisons business, because government contracts for private prison products, through Unicor are huge. They sell desks, but not just a few desks. They rival Home Depot in their selection of desks. They sell clothing. They sell just about everything. They armor cars. They, of course, we all know that they do street signs and license plates. So, I mean, this is a humongous business, and the courts ensure, absolutely ensure, a constant influx of government slaves to do these this work and get paid a cheap wage. It's forced indentured servitude, essentially. That's the court system tied in with the prison system.
Ten cents an hour, right? Earning 10 cents an hour on the inside, and then there are business people on the outside who are putting more money in their pocket at the expense of the slaves. But they have found a system to continue the supply of their people working in their factories,
exactly,
right from our prisons. We'll be back, Clint, so hang on. This is the Morning Liberty Program right here at RBN. We'll be back after this.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Good morning. We are back in this segment. We have about 4 minutes. I appreciate Clint Richardson joining us this morning. There are so many pieces of this puzzle, and I don't know if you are aware, but even this discussion surprises me. I'm willing to have this discussion. It still surprises me. And John in Tennessee, I see you there. Hang on. We'll get to you shortly. Hang on. I have, for my website, morningliberty.com, have been able to review. I write not only my own articles, but I review research and evidence that is sent to me from all across the country. And recently I had a chance to take a look at some research that shows some things about California courts, okay? And in this, if you take a look at the bar, right, the Bar Association, that a judge, in fact, may not be a judge at all, but in fact may be a manager in the corporation, which is a court. And so many of the judges, we think they're judges, they look like judges, we've been told they're judges, are not judges at all, but are just administrators, managers in these corporations that look like courts. And from our education, right, from elementary school and from our moms and our dads and from the higher education, if you call our colleges higher education in this country, we are told, well, you know, he's a judge. You know, stand up because the judge's coming into the room, okay? You know, show some respect after all. And I'm thinking maybe they should show some respect after all to our freedom and to the Constitution and to the Bill of Rights and to God of which we get our freedom in this nation. Maybe they should show some respect. According to this one report that I was taking a look at, it was suggested that from all of the proceeds that come by these judgments, by these so-called judges, that, and I don't remember the exact amount, it could be a third, it could be two-thirds. And, you know, it certainly needs further investigation, and I will do so. And I think I wrote the article and put it up on morningliberty.com. Imagine if every judgment in that court, in that business, which looks like a court, I mean, to us, if 30% of it or 60% of that proceeds goes to the crown, goes to the queen as a part of the Bar Association, if those agreements are in place, then this is a whole nother system of the fleecing of our country, taking money right out of your pocket and my pocket. We can talk about the level of taxation. We can talk about what they're doing back in D.C. We can understand that we have attorneys across this country who get their permission from the bar and that they are connected to England and that Bar Association. And apparently, according to this report, which I reviewed, I think it was about 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, that a percentage from all of the proceeds that come from these courts is sent to the Crown as a part of that association agreement. And who knew? And it's just amazing, Clint, that these judges may not be judges at all.
Fancy robes, myself, because that's all they are. They're just attorneys. Attorneys are unfortunately, and you know, and we don't mean all of them, but essentially attorneys are a plague on this country. You're talking 70% of your politicians, the people in office, are attorneys. There's a serious problem there, obviously.
John, we'll take your call right after the break. Clint, hang on. We'll be right back. This is RBN.